Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. David Orman.
And my name is Lisa Lytle.
And you're listening to another Blog Talk Radio show called 9 to Fine. This week's topic is completing something dramatic.
Dramatic.
We need, like, the voice of God in the background there. When we think about the reasons for wanting to do something dramatic, they certainly vary, but they do have a common theme. And the one theme that I hear, either from myself or from other people, when they want to do something dramatic, is that it's just a calling inside. There is a deep, burning desire to go beyond the ordinary. When I hear average, common, those words are so unappealing that I want to begin to explore what else is out there, what is available.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm one, I think I've pretty much lived the complete something dramatic lifestyle. So I've taken on all kinds of crazy things and have loved my life. It's always been exciting. Not to say that it hasn't come with unique challenges at times. But I would sure rather that than think, you know, maybe one day if, you know, all the stars are aligned and if I can get out of this situation, then maybe I might do something. That would drive me crazy. So I'm always trying to think big, think huge. Small typically doesn't get people really fired up. I don't know how many people get fired up about, you know, I'm going to go out and get a responsible job. But boy, you come, you know, what do you love to do if you're going to make a living at it? All of a sudden, their eyes get really big and bright in there, and they start to wonder, what is that? What could I do? So it just, that fuel that fires you to do something big, it just makes life so much more vivid and colorful.
There's a lot less competition. This sounds counterintuitive, but there's a lot less competition for something dramatic than there is something common.
Yes, absolutely. I belong to this amazing songwriting group, and there's one gentleman who wrote a blog post, and he basically challenged every one of us. You know what? I want to teach you every single thing I know. He said, and history tells me that 99.9% of you aren't going to do that. And because of that, he said, I encourage those other, you know, percentage to apply all those things. They want you to be as successful as they are. And yet they recognize that even if they give someone the exact blueprint, the exact tools necessary to reach that level of success, the majority of people either aren't going to do it because it's hard work, or they're going to stop themselves dead in their tracks from fear or any other story they tell themselves. So they're just more than willing to share and give you all that incredible advice, recognizing that it's such a small percentage that are going to move forward with that. I'm not sure why that is. It's always stunning to me.
I think a couple of reasons. Number one, it takes an awful lot of work, but it also takes courage.
Yeah, those are the two things he said.
And if you've got, interesting to mention courage, because if you go to my Twitter account at twitter.com/docwellness, I talk about how we can build courage and how there's a specific acupuncture point on the body that will help to kind of release the courage that is already inherent within each individual.
Well, I have a question now that you're saying that. I've always wondered this. Do you believe, and this is probably a belief thing, that people come with courage and or do they cultivate courage or both? And can anyone cultivate an enormous amount of courage?
Five questions.
I know.
Yes, I do believe that some people have more courage has already been developed at an earlier age. And maybe, who knows why, you know, maybe they brought it in with them or maybe their parents or it really doesn't matter. But I do believe that everyone has the opportunity. Just for example, if they are maximum courage quotient, I'm just making this up, is 100. I believe that every single person on the planet is capable of 100. Now, some may never go beyond 6, but inherently, 100 is available for everyone.
Wow.
Yeah, and the bottom line on this is it is a learned behavior. And that's to me, that's very encouraging in the sense that anyone at any point in time, no matter how fear-laden their life has been, no matter how fear-driven it's been, can wake up one day and say, you know what, there are tools out there, and I can learn them, and I can... There's a lawn guy out there apparently who's learning one of the tools is I can learn them and I can apply them to my life, and the life that I'm living right now, an hour from now, will be totally different.
Absolutely.
Dramatically improved. I think we've experienced, you and I, and certainly millions of others, have experienced that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I found it interesting. I spoke with some middle school children, like young people. I don't really call them children any longer. Young adults, and they were fascinating, and I could see the amount of fear. They, one of the common questions in the thank you letters they wrote to me, one of the questions that a lot of them asked, how did you overcome people telling you no? Which to me is fear question. It's the fear of going against, you know, what others are telling you is good for you. And I was amazed. Here they are in middle school, and so deeply entrenched already in a fear behavior or a fear thought process. And it's fascinating. That was such a learning experience for me, how young it's kind of put upon them.
Let me expand this a little bit. So nobody tells them they can't. Nobody says don't. Did they experience fear? I'm saying probably not.
Yeah, I would think not. I would think they would imagine everything possible.
Let's go one step farther. Everybody says yes, and everybody says you can, and everybody says it's out there. You may have to figure it out. It may not be the smoothest for every single time, but eventually every person gets to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, that's what we create.
Share with our audience, we were walking our dog one night, and I asked Lisa, I said, if you were to guess the two people that had a gigantic impact on my life, but really in your life, who would they be? And she listed a whole bunch of people, and she didn't get it, which is unusual, because every time I say, you're never going to get that, she always gets it. This is the one time. And it was two people, both of them, it was basically two individuals who were involved in a particular sport. One individual became a gold medalist. And I asked them, you know, how did you do it? And I'm waiting for this, you know, well, we have this amazing training and these secret, you know, coaching methods and mental rehearsals and great supplements, undoubtedly Doc Wellness supplements, a whole bunch of other things. But basically what they said was, we stuck it out more than everyone else did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, and he goes, no, that's it. We stuck it out more than everyone else did. And it was shocking to me because, like I said, I expected something much more exotic.
Grand, yeah.
And the other person that she used to work with, very likable fella, and didn't make it to the level as the first person did because they couldn't take it anymore. And so they quit. And shortly thereafter, a couple of weeks, wasn't it? Or a couple of months. So it was a relatively short amount of time. They would have had a chance to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
But they quit just a few weeks or a few months prior to, because they couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah, they got discouraged.
They didn't stick it out. They got discouraged.
Yep.
And I think that really is the big key. Are you willing to take it to the next level and do what it takes regardless of discouragement and negativity?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, you're going to experience that.
You've been listening to another 9 to 5 with Dr. David Orman and Lisa Lytle. Until next week, have a wonderful time.